I mean, I was very, very shocked and extremely disturbed by the violence that was committed against the political opposition in Tanzania, particularly Chadema in Mbeya. And the police have always been involved in political violence against the opposition in Tanzania and in favor of the ruling party, which is CCM. We thought that this had ended, at least during Samia's presidency. And what do we see? The unleashing of the police against the opposition in just before the local elections, which are coming up at the end of this year.
Is it because people fear that the police are not being fair and not being even-handed in terms of maintaining law and order in Tanzania? Because supporters of the ruling party have expressed concern that sometimes the opposition supporters are unruly and they purposely violate the law, then turn around when enforcement is carried out and blame the police for being biased.
So what had first happened was that the police had issued an order, a blanket ban once again for political rallies. And really, when we talk about unruliness, the opposition do not go around destroying people's assets and property and rioting. This is absolutely not true. The police are being used against members of the opposition, particularly the head leaders within the opposition. And they are beating them to a pulp to the point where these people are being hospitalized. This is not police control of an unruly crowd. This is targeted against leaders of the opposition.
But Fatima, the police and the Office of the Registrar of Political Parties said they were concerned that the recent rally stopped by the police could spark anti-government protests along the lines of the Gen Z youth movement in neighboring Kenya as a reason for prohibiting it so things do not get out of hand. Your reaction to that?
Well, I don't think the fear of the police or fear by the Registrar of Political Parties that things will get out of hand is sufficient reason to beat up a leader of the opposition. There's no excuse for this behavior. No excuse whatsoever. It is police brutality. The Registrar of Political Parties' fears, his personal fears, cannot stop people from exercising their political rights.
Chadema has announced plans to take legal action against the assistant registrar and even some police officers. As a lawyer as well, what is your take on that? Will this stand the legal test in court?
I believe it will stand the legal test in court. However, I'm a little bit concerned because yesterday the Chief Justice made a statement. He publicly stated that people have not only got duties or rights, but they also have obligations. So I'm concerned that the message that is being sent to the judiciary is that the political parties, particularly the opposition, have got rights but also duties. And so the implication is that they may not be met with a fair playing field when entering the courts. So this is of concern to me.
Some Tanzanians I spoke with are saying that they are hopeful this election in November will be peaceful. Do you share that optimism?
I'm still hoping it will be peaceful. It's getting fatiguing, actually, Peter, to continuously have elections with violence. I was in the UK over the summer during the general elections. There was no violence. People went about their day as usual. They watched football and they went on to vote, and life went on as normal. That is what I would like to see for the United Republic of Tanzania, a peaceful election.